It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. This week I'm taking a little break from the show, a little R&R, so to speak, and I have something very special to share with you. Earlier this month, I was fortunate to talk with an experienced professional in our local maritime industry in Astoria. Her name is Samantha Stearman, and she's a dispatcher for the Columbia River Bar Pilots. She works on the waterfront at the Bar Pilot office near the Columbia River Maritime Museum. Her line of work is one of the unseen but vital jobs in the maritime industry that are essential to the comings and goings of cargo ships and other commercial vessels on the Columbia. So much of the maritime industry is hidden from us by default. A lot needs to be done, a lot of moving parts, so to speak, and most of it, by the nature of the work, is unseen by the public. Lots of people doing important jobs behind the scenes to make everything happen. Samantha is one of a small army of people who work vital shoreside jobs in the maritime industry. Whether we know these folks are there or not, they provide a vital service for us, making it possible for us to access that 90% of everything that comes to us on ships every day. Samantha works in a unique job. She works in a world most of us will never see. She also has a long history of working in the maritime industry in Portland for an organization called the Merchants Exchange. That work history prepared her well for the work she's doing now. Here's Samantha. This was at the beginning of our interview, and I had just asked her to talk about her job.
Yes, I am one of two dispatchers for the Columbia River Bar Pilots. I am native Oregonian, fifth and sixth generation Oregonian. Grew up coming here my entire life, have a big connection to Astoria and the peninsula via my parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents.
People have heard of dispatchers maybe like with police or the fire department. What does a bar pilot dispatcher do?
Yes, it's a combination of dispatching the pilots. They have an idea of what their orders are going to be, but officially sending them on their way to either inbound or outbound vessels. But it's also called a vessel traffic coordinator. So we look at the ship traffic for the day and the first half of the next day and try and coordinate as best we can our guys to see if we have enough people, if we need to bring in extras, and if we need to make any sort of adjustments to vessel traffic that we need to do to make it flow time-wise as best we can.
So when you're talking to the ships, what are you talking with them about?
I mostly only talk to inbound ships. As far as outbound, river pilots are on those. They're pretty set. As far as inbound, I reach out to them about 50 miles out, nautical miles from the what we call CR buoy, Columbia River buoy. And I help guide them in to be where they need to be for our guys to get on board either by pilot boat or by helicopter. So I get them all set up so it's just ready to go, streamline, no lost time there.
So a couple of references here that I want to explain for folks who are not familiar. The CR buoy is a very important buoy. It's out in the ocean, it marks the entrance to the Columbia River, and is one that ships look for when they're approaching to orient themselves to where they are in relation to the river. From offshore, shorelines can look the same, and river entrances can be tricky to line up with properly. The Columbia River entrance, of course, has the Cape Disappointment Lighthouse, but it's very important that ships line themselves up properly with the deep ship channel because outside of it they could run aground. They'll have a pilot on board when they make the transit, of course, but many other vessels also transit in and out of the river, and that buoy is a vital marker to tell them where they are. Samantha also mentioned the pilot boat and helicopter. For ships arriving from out at sea and those departing, the pilots who will be on board or who need to depart use the services of two conveyances, a helicopter that can lower them to or lift them from the deck of a moving ship, and a pilot boat that can run alongside a ship and allow them to climb up or down a suspended rope ladder on the side of the ship. Both are highly risky, skilled maneuvers for both the vessel operators, the helicopter crews, and of course the pilots, but it's a daily ingredient in their jobs that carries with it a lot of risk. And what she said also about coordinating operations so there is no lost time, I just wanted to say something about that for a minute. Time is generally money in any industry, but ships are especially expensive to operate. so a big priority for the pilot organizations that operate on the river, since they are providing a paid service to ships, is smooth, safe transit with as little delay as possible. Here's more from our interview. So now, before you had this job, you worked for a place in Portland that's actually something that most people don't know about,
yes,
but is very important in the river, just information and data and all that. So that's the Merchants Exchange. Can you talk a little bit about that and what you did there?
Yeah, Merchants Exchange. All major ports in the United States have either what mostly is called a marine exchange, but it's the same thing as a merchants exchange. It's vessel traffic reporting and recording data for all ship movements. And we started for the and I still will say we because I was there for 7 years.
Wow.
They started recording anywhere from starting at the Astoria Anchorage upriver to Vancouver and Portland. So any vessel movement is recorded. And in addition to that, they report on once vessels leave Astoria and head upriver to any sort of berth, they let folks know, anybody who's involved, tugs, lines, agents, even river pilot, when that vessel is moving and who's on it. So everybody can be prepared upriver for that vessel to arrive. They also do some answering service for some maritime partners, not just here locally, but also in the Gulf area, interestingly enough. Along with oil spill response and ship fire emergency response. So if there's any sort of incident or threat of an incident that comes under Clean Rivers or Maritime Fire and Safety. Also, something called call jobs, which is, as I understand, unique to this river system. It's setting up vessel movements overnight. That's done by the river pilots, but it allows them to go home because Merchants Exchange is 24/7. They get everything set up. So if ship movements set up overnight, somebody is there to call tugs, lines, ports, and most importantly, the pilots to set them up for those movements. And they don't have to be Somebody doesn't have to be answering the phone with the river pilots 24/7.
You've been listening to my interview with Columbia River Bar Pilot Dispatcher, Samantha Stearman. I sat down with her earlier this month for an interview at the pilot's waterfront office in Astoria. We'll hear more from her tomorrow. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. This week I'm taking a little time off from the show, and so we're breaking format a little. I'll be sharing excerpts from my interview earlier this month with Samantha Stearman, dispatcher for the Columbia River Bar Pilots. She's the first woman to hold that position. The Ship Report will return to its regular format with ship schedules and maritime weather forecasts on Monday, August 1st. Thanks for listening. A podcast of this show is available on my website at shipreport.net.